Happy baseball.
Thank you. Hey, how are you?
How are you?
Good.
Sorry, you just talked about opening day, and I know you've been through a lot of, but we were talking to the guys. So many guys are so excited about opening day.
Yeah. It's always filled with optimism, excitement. Everybody is 0-0. You're going to get a chance on the first day of the season to go out and show what you've been working on, and you kind of take the temperatures of where you stand and what you look like. That's what will happen here today. But I always go back to, and I reminisce, go back to the thoughts of Little League and reminisce about those times of running around the Little League park, carrying your banner around the infield, and it never gets old. It never gets old. There's so much optimism and excitement, and you know, getting a cheeseburger two or three times, dropping it at Little League Park. Those things all go through my mind, and I'm sure it's the same way for everybody else. I'm thinking of the same things everybody else is today.
Is there a chance to kind of start anew with the last 2 years to kind of put those behind and like turn the page?
Yeah, I think couple ways to look at that for me. I haven't really brought up what happened last year to this group. I don't even want it to be in any part of their thought or memory, but it should motivate us. Like something good didn't happen, and I know it. I'm a little agitated about what happened. I'm still bothered by it, and it kind of motivates me every single day to get up and go do my job to the best of my ability. And part two of that is we've got to earn things here. Nobody's going to hand us anything. The Padres are walking into this ballpark ready to play their best baseball game of the year, and we've got to go out and do the exact same thing. And earning our stripes and earning the fans back to our stadium and making sure that we're playing Arizona Diamondback baseball every single day is the most important thing to me.
Troy, can you just talk about the decision to keep 15 pitchers? You kind of went back and I guess kind of went back and forth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were going back from 14 to 14, back and forth from 14 and 14 to 15 and 13. We just felt like there was going to be a little bit of indecisiveness with how long our starters can go early on. We're going to kind of pile up the amount of pitches, but add in the workload per inning, the up downs, and we just didn't want to put anybody at risk. And we had a lot of depth. We had a lot of really good arms that we want to continue watching grow and learn and give them opportunity to come here and show us what they can do at this level. We're a youthful team, and we want to make sure that we're putting the right guys out there to get the job done, and we feel like we're the best coaches are going to be able to teach these kids through that process.
Jordan, this is all part of that abbreviated spring training where pitchers normally have scheduled for a month plus, 6 weeks. Now they didn't have that.
Correct. So we were cut off by 2 weeks, and you know that's usually the remaining 20, 25 pitches that you're going to be able to add on to the starting pitcher. So all of our starting pitchers got into that 60, 65 pitch range, which means they'll get into the 80 pitch range for this next start. But it doesn't always work out that way. We all know this game is crazy. You know, you can pile up two big innings and next thing you know, you're at 45, 50 pitches and you got to go and tap into your bullpen. And we didn't want to exhaust our bullpen. We stretched guys out, a number of guys out. I feel like we have 7 or 8 starters here that could step in and fill the gap until we can go to the back end of our bullpen.
You got Castellanos for length and
Corbin? Yeah, I think you could look at it that way. I know Luke is stretched out as well, so we feel very good about our length right now. And I think length is going to be super important for the health of our team today and the health of our team another month from now and possibly beyond.
When do you see Luke kind of fitting in? What's his kind of role?
Yeah, I think you know we'll use him in short spurts if needed. If he needs to go multiples, we will. We do a lot of work here with matching up. We do a lot of work with putting the guys in the best situation possible to go out and execute and get big out. So, you know, in any sport, you know, you got a game plan. And if it fits the game plan, he's going to get some extended work. If it doesn't fit the game plan for him to get extended work, he'll get the one inning. But I want him to get out and get after it from the first pitch until the last.
Or what was it like to tell Cooper that he made the team? We got a chance to talk to him in the locker room.
What did you do to earn that spot too, as well?
Yeah, those are always special moments for me. Look, I've had a lot of hard conversations over the past week, and I've had to postpone a lot of dreams and send them down to the minor league. So when you can do something as refreshing as tell Cooper Hummel that he's going to the big leagues for the first time, it's pretty darn exciting. So I think if you guys stay tuned, I don't necessarily like to do this, but I agree to it with our amazing PR department. It's on video, so it'll be popping out. Just to play out the hand a little bit, I just asked him if he's married. He told me yes. I said, tell your wife I'm sorry that she's not here and I'm the first one that gets to see how excited you are, that I'm telling you you're a big leaguer. And his face, he just went ear to ear with smiles, and it was a good moment for all of us. But, he's walking in there. He doesn't know if he's getting sent down or he's getting greeted as a big leaguer. So it was a nice moment for all of us. A lot of hugs, a lot of smiles, and he's a good baseball player. That's why he made this team. He's a good hitter. That's why he made this team.
With Cooper and with the other guys who are playing their first opening day, how do you kind of keep them from just getting too excited or trying to get four hits on one swing?
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. Everybody in this room is excited, right? You guys are here right now. We're all charged up, ready to go. And it's a human emotion that it's opening day. I don't want them to stop that feeling. I want them to embrace that and create some balance. I want them to feel the special moment of opening day and then just keep learning every single day. He's going to be able to step in the box, and he should be able to stay as motivated as possible because this is his job, and he will. But I don't want him to run away from the feeling of this special moment. This is pretty unique, and when you have your first opening day as a rookie, it's something you'll never forget.
For the DH, you guys have here that are, you talked in spring training about that. Is this going to be a matchup situation as games progress? Mm-hmm. You got Seth in there today. Who knows going to be in there tomorrow?
Yeah, it'll be a matchup situation. I think for right now, I'm looking at Seth to go up there and control the at-bat, control the zone, get a pitch he can hit, and square it up. That's what he has shown me since I've known him as a big league hitter. Last year, he did it before he got hurt. He did it all spring training long. And my words to him were, just keep up the work you've been doing. There's no need to change anything. So, yes, it'll be matchup-based. We feel like this is a good matchup for Seth against Darvish tonight.
How many of these guys that are in these spots in the lineup do you think are going to be where you're going to kind of try to lock them in going forward? How much do you think it's going to change as the season goes on?
Yeah, I think a familiarity with where you're hitting in the lineup every day is comfortable for all hitters. But I've told them that you don't fall in love with one spot. I'm gonna bounce you guys around. And there's a strategy for why we're hitting guys in certain spots. And it may show up the same way for a week, 10 days, and then it may totally change. So we'll make some adjustments. But I want the best hitters to be hitting at the right time, and it'll be matchup-based or how it sets up that night.
Gonzalez second, something you should expect to see a lot?
Yes. I would say yes. Yes, that's correct.
Perdomo, I can see being a guy you would, if he gets on like you want, up, but also it's almost like a second leadoff guy potentially.
Correct. I know, Jack, this is right in your wheelhouse, and I think you guys are in the same genre. To slice it the best way possible for you guys to understand, your best hitter, most creative hitter, your most impactful hitter hits second. And I want to create as many on-base opportunities for Cattell as possible, or as many run-scoring opportunities for Cattell as possible. So, yes, I like the way Perdomo surveys the balls and strikes while he's at the plate. I think he's going to find himself on base a lot for the turnaround of that lineup, which will include Varsho. So I want Cattell to hit with two men on base if possible.
I know Oliver Perez isn't exactly a household name. Mm-hmm. This is his 20th big league season. I mean, from someone who's been around, like, how hard is that to be in the big leagues for 20 years?
I don't think people understand that how hard it is to be a professional athlete and play at the high level that he has for as long as he has. It's hard for me to put my arms around it, doing something for 20 years and just keeping the passion and the focus for going to the same job every single day is hard enough. Now you put in some physical hardships, some arm injuries. This is a very, very emotional game. He's just seemed to have just stayed right here his entire career. That's hard to do. And you look at guys that have done it for a long time, Derek Jeter, Pete Rose, Dave Winfield. You have to really respect those guys. And Nolan Ryan, you don't see him very often. Oliver's pretty special.
Speaking of injuries, I think on the 27th, he told us Nick would be shut down for 10 days. Is there any reevaluation going on right now?
Yeah, he started some baseball activity. He's climbed out of the training room. He's doing some. He had been taking ground balls. It's his right shoulder, so he's been taking ground balls and doing all sorts of fielding activity without throwing a baseball. He started to swing and made contact with the ball, tee and flips, as of a couple days ago. So he's slowly beginning his transition. Same with Leplo. He started to do some very light baseball activity. Rojas has not transitioned out of the training room at this point.
Is Leplo ahead of
Ahmed? That's a good question. I haven't asked that question directly. I don't know that answer. I don't know that answer.
Torrey, how beneficial was the fresh perspective of the new coaches for you in making some of those tough decisions that you had to make this spring?
Yeah, you know, you get locked into a certain mindset. You get locked into doing things a certain way. They've certainly got me out of my comfort zone, and they've challenged me to think a little bit differently. They've given an unbelievably fresh perspective, and they hold me accountable, which is something that I needed, and something that I want. So, you know, Jeff Banister, major league manager for many years, he's going to tell you like it is. And he's going to back it up too. He's been a breath of fresh air to be sitting next to me every single day. And then, you know, there's an assortment of other coaches. They know who they are. They've done a great job of evaluating talent and giving honest perspective and honest feedback. And it's helped us land on these 28 players.
Torrey, Madison making his eighth career opening day start. Just what does that do for the confidence of this team, just having a veteran on the hill?
Yeah, you know he's not going to go out there glossy-eyed. He's going to be ready to fire and do his job at the highest level. He's going to probably be excited like all of us, but I think after the first couple, three, four pitches, he's going to fall right into his routine and go out there and execute to the highest level that he knows how. He earned this day. He came into this spring training after the blackout period ready to go. I could tell the way his arm was working early in camp that he had done a lot of work leading into the start of spring training. So I'm excited to see what he can go out there and do. He's had a very productive spring training.
Thanks, Torrey.
Okay, guys. Thank you. See you after.
How about this? He incorporated the shorts with the shirts.
He's got the same shirts. Everybody's got